time for our local news update for this hour. It's made possible this morning by Small Box Web Design at smallboxweb.com. And here with a look at what's happening once again is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. The national job report for June has some spelling doom and gloom, but an Indiana professor says the news isn't necessarily as bad for Hoosiers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
The federal report released Friday shows an only 18,000 job net gain. That's the fewest in 9 months. Officials say a major reason for the low number is the decline in state and local government jobs. Indiana, however, is an exception to that. Ball State economics professor Michael Hicks says Indiana's job growth has been better than the national level for several months, due in part to the state's cuts in government jobs early in the recession.
We have already worked through the sort of painful medicine of downsizing government early, and that's not where the rest of the country has been yet.
Hicks says the state's fairly stable financial situation helps encourage job growth.
It doesn't take very much for a region to get on an economic roll, and I think Indiana looks to be there.
Hicks tempered optimism by pointing out that continued high gas prices and other long-term national concerns can weigh down the state's economic recovery. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Local governments will soon begin publishing their budgets online as part of a statewide effort to increase transparency. Officials at the Indiana Department of Local Government Finance and IU's Indiana Business Research Center said they're launching a system to allow local governments to file their 2012 budgets online. That local budget information can then be cross-referenced against employment numbers, income, and population to analyze Indiana communities. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman is planning a tour of all 92 Indiana counties before she leaves office. Skillman plans to discuss details of her Hoosier Crossroads tour today. Her office says she'll complete the tour over the next 18 months as Skillman completes her second term as Republican Governor Mitch Daniels' second in command. Term limits prevent Daniels from seeking a third term as governor, and Skillman has said she will not seek the office. A 16-year-old boy who allegedly shot a former classmate at a Martinsville school goes before a judge this week for a bench trial on attempted murder and other charges. Michael Phelps is accused of shooting 15-year-old Chance Jackson at Martinsville West Middle School on March 25th. Jackson survived but is still recovering. Phelps' trial is scheduled to begin today in Morgan Superior Court. He faces 6 counts. Phelps has acknowledged that he shot Jackson, but not that he intended to kill him. Northern Indiana police say a 12-year-old boy who was driving a horse-drawn cart died this weekend after a car driven by an intoxicated man plowed into the cart. Jonathan Botranger of Middlebury was thrown from the cart Saturday night. 36-year-old Jeremy Rupke of LaGrange County has been charged with drunk driving, resulting in death. The parents of an IU student who vanished more than a month ago are thanking the volunteers who have helped search for their missing 20-year-old daughter. A gathering called Laps for Lauren was held on the IU campus. Robert Spear says their hope and determination remain steady.
It's just a thank you. It's just a way to get together with people and share some positive energy and some good times. We'll find Lauren. That's the message. That's what we're here for. And that's our driving goal, and that's what our focus is every day.
The case has remained a mystery since Lauren disappeared June 3rd. Police continue to investigate, but organized search teams were suspended at the end of June. WFYI weather, a heat advisory in effect today from 1 until 8 p.m. Mostly sunny through Wednesday with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Today's high 94, overnight low 75, 91 tomorrow, and Wednesday's high about 83. Right now it's mostly clear, 76 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thanks. It's 7:34 now. In sports on the racetrack yesterday in Toronto, Dario Franchitti won his third.